Are you ready to attract your dream clients? Welcome to the Aligned Businesswoman Podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Ann Miller. This podcast is for female entrepreneurs looking for a simpler way to grow their business. Each week, I share simple, actionable steps you can use to build a profitable business that is aligned to your energy and without having to cold DM random strangers or hit up friends and family. I'm here to help you tap into your natural talents and find a joyful way of connecting on social media to confidently show up and grow your business. Hi there, my lovely. Welcome back to another episode of the Aligned Business Woman. In my area, it's starting to warm up, which means that we are hanging out by the pool more often. I'm hanging out in my little secret garden. Oh my gosh, you should follow me on Instagram so you could check out my little secret garden. I love to hang out there and journal or maybe meditate, even do some yoga stretches. And sometimes I like to have a glass of Chardonnay and just look at the moon. So I'm really loving that it is warming up over here in Houston, Texas. I'm definitely having more goddess days outside, which leads me to today's topic about goddess days, CEO days, and doer days. Now, I cannot take full credit for coming up with these types of days. I simply was given the idea and then I made it my own. And I'm really excited about sharing this with you because it has helped me so much to have more balance as much as a mom, wife, entrepreneur can have and feel more aligned and be able to say no to things that end up really taking me off track. So let's dive in to this episode. As entrepreneurs, we wear many hats. We wear many hats within our business, and we wear many hats within our personal lives. Along with these hats come different characters. Who we are when we are a mother or wife is going to be completely different than who we are when we are running our business or when we are with our friends. When I first started my business, there was a struggle to get all the things done. I read all the productivity books. I took the productivity courses. It felt impossible to scale my business, be a present mom and wife while still having time for myself. I even tried block scheduling, which that has helped me so much, but there was something missing. And what was missing was that from task to task, from new hat to new hat, I was not actually changing who I was being. I was not stepping into character. In business, we need to oscillate with grace between three characters: the goddess, the CEO, and the doer. The goddess is so important because she is the one that manages our state. When the goddess is happy and feeling good, other things just seem to flow so much better. Have you ever noticed that when you're in a good mood, things feel that they're flowing right? You tend to take more aligned action that compounds and things just get better throughout the day. When you can learn to manage your state with goddess activities, then you can train yourself to feel good. And when you feel good, take action at that point versus taking action because you feel forced to do something, you feel pressured to get content out, or because you've been procrastinating so much that you're like, okay, this is the deadline. I have to do these things for my business. That doesn't feel good. When you can take time for a goddess day, you can get in alignment. You can start feeling better and well rested. You actually allow your nervous system to relax so you can have more clarity. And then you just physically and mentally feel so much better. When I'm in my goddess character, I do things that make me feel good. I am the wealthy woman I'm becoming. I take care of my mind, body, and soul. This helps me manage my state and rejuvenates me for the times I need to be in the CEO character or the doer character. Once I started implementing goddess days or even 5-minute goddess moments during my doer days or my CEO days, I started to feel more fulfilled. I started to feel more aligned and balanced. Now, for the men that are listening, you too can have your own version of a goddess day, and you should, because A goddess day is simply doing a day for you, doing something that lights you up, that is not work, that is going to make you feel better and truly show your unconscious mind that you can take care of your physical being and your emotions as well as your mental state. When you're fully rested and aligned, then you can participate in CEO days. CEO days are where I plan my business and life. That includes planning my programs, launches, content, family vacations, even routines and family meals. I even plan to plan. Implementing CEO days has helped me sleep so much better because as a generator with a defined head in Ajna, my brain does not shut off. But when I already know what I'm going to be doing and when, and I have a checklist, it literally clears my mind and my to-do list is no longer flooding my thoughts and I'm no longer tossing and turning at night. CEO days are great for you to have meetings with your team members or figure out what you want to outsource. Because remember, a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, they're not doing everything themselves. They are strategically looking at what can they outsource to someone else and where can they apply their strengths to maximize profits. When I'm well rested and I have a plan, my doer days are so much fun. This is when I put on the headphones and I get to work on the plan I created during my CEO day with a well rested mind, body, and soul from my goddess day. When I'm in the doer character, I think of myself like Vivian in the Netflix show Inventing Anna, where she puts her headphones on and just starts writing. She gets into a groove. That is exactly how I feel. I feel so much more empowered to do during my doer days once I've rested and once I've planned during my goddess and CEO days. These doer days are what give me satisfaction as a generator. When my head hits the pillows on those nights, I feel so complete and fulfilled. Then you can segment your days during the week with goddess days and CEO days, and then fill the other days in between with doer days. You can be more efficient and feel so much more aligned when you're taking action in your business. You actually create more flow and ease because you are prioritizing what needs to be taken care of, and you are no longer saying yes to the things that truly don't light you up and are not gonna get you the results that you want. If you are wanting to elevate your business and truly embody what it means to be an aligned businesswoman, then join my weekly email series where I send you tips, tricks, hacks, and just fun stuff to consider when you have goddess days, CEO days, and doer days. Each Monday, I send a new email out with a new tip, and these emails will hold you accountable to make sure that you are getting the results that you desire. Simply go to the show notes to sign up. All right, that is it for today. I will see you next week on the next episode of The Aligned Businesswoman. Be sure to leave me a review and share this podcast episode with someone if you enjoyed it. The more people I reach, the more impact you and I can make together. All right, until then, bye-bye.
Thank you for joining me this week. To view the complete show notes and any links mentioned in today's episode, visit VanessaAnnMiller.com/podcast. That's also where you can get free access to the Empowerment Activation Masterclass. Please make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can receive new episodes right when they're released. Thank you again for joining me, Vanessa Ann Miller, in this episode of The Aligned Business Woman.